It's all golden to me.
It's my dream to have a golden beard.
Younger but looks older.
I'll even try a squat. Here we go. The 6 of clubs.
The golden.
Welcome to another episode of the Talk Golden to Me video podcast show. Your host, Evan Golden, a.k.a. Golden TV, as always. What happened? You lost your headphones already during the intro?
Yes, I did.
You're not nervous, are you?
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Get out of here. I can't wait to tell you about my guest who came into the studios that are located at the law offices of Berman Berman here in Boca Raton. But with me in the studio is Grace Field. So let me see if I could do this intro right, because she is a woman. When we talk about entertainer and creativity, well, you are a woman, right?
Yes.
A woman of entertainment. What I mean by that is you've heard of the triple threat in the arts, right? You've maybe even heard of the quad threat. I had to actually Google this and find out what Miss Grace Field is. But you know what you are is a sextuplet. And you know what that is? And here, count the six with me. She's an actor, a singer, a dancer, an artist, a pianist, and a model. So that is six. You are a – it's not six tuplet. It's sex tuplet, S-E-X. Did you know that?
Now I do.
See, who knew you were getting an education? Grace Field, I want to give you a Broadway applause because you deserve one. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
So great. Just drove 5 hours today.
Ooh, five hours. Fun. Did you get lost? I thought you were coming from Orlando. It's like 3 hours.
No,
drive.
I was coming from Winter Park, and then I had to change. I know, it was like a big whoop-de-doo.
Well, you're not driving me on any trips. You took the long way.
I did.
Well, you look fabulous for someone that drove 5 hours, and I understand they're even performing tonight. So you're like, you must love to work. You really just line up your schedule.
Pound the freaking pavement. My manager does a good job with that.
Hey, listen, having that work ethic, sometimes just being talented is not enough. You probably know that.
So true.
You have to have that work ethic behind it.
The sextuplet thing helps, too.
The sextuplet. If someone asks you, can you put those in order of maybe, I don't know, your most enjoyable or your favorite?
Oh, gosh. That's a tough question.
Hey, listen, no one said the show is going to be easy for you. We're putting you to work.
So true. I think in the heart of it, my number one is actor. Because for me, it's about communicating to the audience. And it's not just about having a pretty voice. It's the story behind it. So acting number one.
And I'll stop you right there. So yes. You don't have to list all five. You know what? I think all those five underneath acting could fall under that. Because
And
it makes sense now more than ever is why we wanted to have you on the show, is because you launched your solo one-woman entertainment tour, and you're going to be doing all these things on this, right?
Yes.
So it's called
drawing. I'm not going to be drawing on stage.
Right. Well, when we say artist, and anything's an art, we don't need...
That's true.
We're not actually talking about a paintbrush on stage.
I was talking about a paintbrush.
Yeah. So we don't want the audience to... kind of fall. Although I've been to these shows where these artists are live painting and it's upside down and they're flipping it and doing
amazing.
It's pretty cool stuff.
That is so cool.
So you are a true thespian and actress. Broadway world has amazing quotes and things about you, but you are now launching your solo national tour called Best of Broadway. Tell me about this and what we could expect.
Well, it's quintessential Broadway, basically. You can expect Think of Me from Phantom of the Opera. You can expect Popular from Wicked. Basically, any song that is your favorite, you'll probably hear it from me.
That's fun, though, because you get the best of everything at these shows.
That's right. Exactly.
That's going to be...
And then a couple surprises, too, that you probably haven't heard.
Okay.
So, you know, hey.
So you're doing a whole national tour. You could go, viewers and listeners, go right to her website, gracefield.net. Sorry, I was about to say .com.
I know.
Gracefield.net. We're going to look after the show. Maybe we can see if we could buy that. I know a great domain web buyer. But gracefield.net. Go to her website and check out her tour dates, because you're not going to want to miss this one-of-a-kind, one-woman show where she shows you why she is the sex tuplet of arts and entertainment. So that is going to be a lot of fun. So let's go back. So you're doing this awesome show. Did you train? Were you born with this gift to perform and sing? How did you... acquire the talent?
Such a good question, and I kind of answer this in my show, but I am a total, speaking quintessential, nerd in every sense of the word. Yeah, because my parents, my mom's a microbiologist, my dad's an electrical engineer, my grandfather's a rocket scientist. So growing up, I thought I was going to be a doctor or a physicist or something in that direction. And then I talk about how I quickly changed basically in middle school.
I think even on your Instagram, you like you say it, you call yourself a dork.
I'm such a dork. I'm such a dork. And a foodie. Anybody out there who's a foodie? Hey.
So at a young age, you knew right away you had a special talent. You had a voice inside of you that you needed to release.
Kind of. Yeah, probably about 10 years old when I got Oliver and Oliver in my school musical. I was like, ooh, this is fun. Okay, I could do this.
And yeah. You pulled it off? It
wasn't. Yeah. Well,
you didn't get teased or anything, right?
Oh, gosh. Well, I was really, really, really shy. I was really shy until I started doing theater. And then all of a sudden this, like, because my whole family is very, very quiet. If you've ever seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding, they're the dude's family. So, like, listening to classical, like, sitting at the table, like, la, la, la. That's mine. So, like, I kind of, like, took on their personality, per se. And then theater kind of brought out my true Technicolor personality.
All right, so you got to you're living your dream, you're living your passion, which not a lot of people get to do, and that's pretty rewarding. I'm sure you're pretty stoked about that.
I'm
pretty
so
happy
stoked.
About that. That's fabulous. And this has to be maybe I'm just going inside your brain, but one of your best achievements or probably most memorable achievements, I saw you on the Today Show performing.
You did?
Yes.
Hey!
I didn't tune in to watch you. I tuned in to watch Hugh Jackman.
Right.
No, but you got to perform with Hugh Jackman. I mean, I love The Greatest Showman. Wolverine. He's awesome to me.
He's amazing.
Because he is probably a sextuplet too.
Oh, and for sure.
He's probably
like 20 million.
We'll have to
uplets.
Look at that. Tell me what that experience was like. I mean, you're performing live on the Today Show with one of the biggest stars in the world.
It was crazy. We had to get there at 4 a.m. And it was 15 degrees outside. It was insane. But it was all worth it because when I started singing, Hugh Jackman started crying. So, like, he's such a genuine guy. And, like, even though, and we couldn't wear coats outside either because it didn't look good on camera. So, which is a crazy day. And we filmed for, like, 6.5 hours or something. It was amazing, though. Loved every second of it.
He's totally. Like everything I think, right? Just like
yes.
A perfect gentleman, professional.
Perfect gentleman, perfect professional, just all around amazing, honorable guy.
Yeah, I got
would love to work
got a little
again.
Bit of a man crush on that guy.
Right?
That's so,
so
cool.
Amazing.
So, I don't know if that's like one of your great achievements because, you know, looking at your list of credentials and achievements, mm-hmm. Grammy nominated Broadway inspirational voice and a 2019 Tony Award winner. I mean, do you kind of just pinch? Is there any? Are you retiring soon? By the way, is there anything else left to accomplish?
Yes. I mean, I want a couple more Broadway shows under my belt for sure. I just did my last show on Broadway was 25th anniversary with Whoopi Goldberg celebrating Disney, which was a lot of fun. And I had Jonathan Groff and a bunch of other like A-lister names, which was a lot of fun. But I want to do a couple more Broadway shows. Then you can put me out to pasture.
Don't stop. Keep performing because people have not seen. Your art and your talent, it's a must-see. So keep performing.
Thanks.
We need to see you more on that stage because a lot of awesome things. And obviously, you've been recognized. Was that awesome winning those awards?
Oh, my gosh. It was unreal. Truly unreal. Like, the Tony Award, when it was announced, we're like, what? All of us started crying. And then we got to sing at the Tony Awards dinner, which was awesome. Just incredible.
The Grace Field and what she's doing on a national tour now, the Best of Broadway, is going to be awesome. The main reason, or at least one of the reasons, that I really was so excited to have you on the show and talk to you about, and I'm all about inspiring people. I'm giving back, paying it forward to me is just the way of life. I've been so blessed, and I wanted to find how you found that in your heart because you just launched your whole Christmas album. I understand that 100% of the proceeds is going to charity.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, tell me all about this.
So I feel like I was put on this earth to basically change the world through music. And I feel like I can do that indirectly through singing and helping people feel joy and beauty through music. But then another way that I can do it is directly through CD sales. And every place that I go, each city, I find a charity to donate a portion of the ticket sales in addition to all of the merchandise sales directly to them. So I feel like there are so many people that need help out there, but it's great, and I feel particularly moved to help where I'm going so I can directly impact the community that I am visiting before I leave.
No, that's so beautiful. It's admirable. What made you kind of find that? Was that something you've always been doing? What kind of changed or inspired you to give back?
I mean, so I'm a Christian, so that helps. But I feel like because the arts can become so self-centered, it's so important to me to make it, because in its essence, it should be outward. It's not about me, and it's not about singing pretty and, like, you know, looking good, looking cute. But it's all about touching other people and changing the world. Because if it becomes inward focused, then what's the point? So that's how I feel about it.
That is, I'm so proud of you, and I'm glad that you do that, and it's an amazing cause. And
thanks.
You don't really see that too often in really? Entertainment.
That's so sad. Well, I want to start a new precedent.
Well, listen, you're one of the people that you're not doing this for financial gain. You're doing it because you love it. It's your passion.
Exactly.
And if you can generate some income from it and give back to it, I think that's a win-win, I'm sure, on both sides.
Right.
For you.
Exactly. Because it is a business. But at the same time, my end goal is exactly what I said, as much as it sounds like world peace, but like to change the world through music for sure.
I love that. Change the world through music.
Yeah. Hey.
I like that. It's, you know, grace through music. We're going to get you to sing. So I see you starting to open up those lungs. What? You're going to teach me. Because I one time met a singer, and they said that I'm not releasing it from my diaphragm. So maybe you could teach me. Is that, do I even need to do that? Is that bull crap?
Yes, that is bull crap.
Oh, my God.
All this diaphragm situation.
Yeah, it sounded like it. I was like, I don't even think I have a diaphragm anymore. I lost it.
No, you don't.
I can't even find it.
You definitely have a diaphragm, but you do not need to, like,
don't need to do that.
No.
All right, so I want some singing tips. I mean, you must love, sure. You love Disney, right? Because you
oh, heck yes.
Wait, you said, I was just thinking, because you said you worked with Whoopi on the Disney, and then you also have done Hercules.
Yes, with Al Mankin every
What's,
day.
What's like the was connection? Like, that's awesome.
Unreal. Unreal. Like the full Disney exec team there every day. It was just insane.
That's fun.
I know. Like watching like something that you watch as a little kid become into like the stage show is pretty great. And watching like different lines being cut and like, you know, different songs being cut and added. It's just so cool to be there. And I was part of the development through the whole year. And then
it's a good partnership.
That was such a great partnership.
Great partnership.
Yep. And we're doing a gala. So Broadway Inspirational Voices, we're doing a gala that is basically in honor of them as well, Disney. So that's in March in New York City.
A lot of honoring, a lot of giving back, a lot of performing.
Yes.
So very excited. I understand that you do give proceeds back. Did you start also your own nonprofit, your own charity, your own foundation?
I did. So going back to the paintbrush. So one of my majors in college was art and like painting. And so I started because I just haven't had time and I really wanted to like do something with it. So I was like, why don't I just like encourage people to give to charity by giving them a piece of artwork and just tell them to give. So basically what it is I draw a piece of art, whatever that person wants, and then they give directly to the charity, and then I ship it to them for free. So, yeah. That's
a great concept. So you can learn all about that right on your website. So
it's called Dare Dream Art Charity.
I love that.
Thanks.
You really, you know, you do give back, and some people say they give back, or they say you are a true humanitarian, and that's a lot of the things we look for.
So are you.
Well, you know what? I try to also have a platform like this show for people that are doing amazing things. One, they could educate people about your nonprofit, get them involved, because that's a cool one. I haven't heard of a concept like that and a model like that. So I know a lot of our viewers and listeners would love to do something like that.
That'd be cool.
Want
hey,
more
anyone
people
listening?
To certainly. We got a couple of. It's not just my mom that listens to the show.
Hey, mom.
So Hercules, Whoopi, unbelievable things, and constantly giving back. Now let me ask you this: now that you're doing this one woman solo tour,
yes.
Nerve-wracking? Because usually you talk about ensemble, you look to your left, your right, you kind of have energy from other people. You could go out there by yourself and just kill it?
Yeah. Never get nervous.
Dude, you're confident, girl. Confident.
Whatever. I mean, listen, this is the thing about acting, though. Like, if you are not yourself, then why would you be nervous? If you're, like, in the song, like, telling a story, why would you be nervous about that? Why would you be nervous eating Taco Bell? Like, you know, it's just a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But it's and do you look at it like it's not really you? It's someone else? It's the character?
Yes. Like when I'm singing, I embody whoever is in that story, telling that story, I would say.
You, as a stage actor, a thespian, do you look at movie stars and, you know, they get takes and retakes?
Yes.
And obviously, it's a lot different than doing a whole, you know, show on
right,
stage.
One time, right.
Do you think like, oh, they got it so easy? Like, I mean, stage acting, a whole theater or play, I mean, that's real intense.
It is intense. I love it.
What's your thoughts like? Because when I think of like an actor, I think of like that, you know, because to me, yeah.
I feel like there are pros and cons of each. I'm actually going to be doing a Netflix movie this summer, so that'll be fun, but I can't announce what. Anyway, but back to stage acting versus film. The hard thing about film is there's no through line. So even though you get like a bajillion takes, you'd be like, well, this is the end of the show and I just met my co-star and now we're supposed to make love and this is awkward. Versus like the stage, you have the whole time to go through and experience in real time what that person is going through. So it helps you get there. Do you know what I mean?
100%. You build it up. You feel it. The emotions, the energy is
right.
Real.
It's palpable. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. I love learning tips.
Tips
and strategy.
Ding.
Keep providing them for me.
Yes.
Acting, is it hard for you or is it coming out? I don't understand how some of you actresses and actors learn all these lines. And I'm so worried about like memorizing the lines that you almost forget that you want to act because you're so worried about the lines. How do you, does that happen to people?
There's
or is
like
that maybe
a technique. So like each person has like their own thing that they do, but there's something called subtext. Do you know what that is?
Teach me the subtext.
I will teach you the technique. Subtext. So like if you say I love you to somebody, it can mean a bajillion different things. It's what you're saying behind the words. So like you could be saying I love you, but in fact, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so hangry. I just want to like not ever see you again. Like, can you just leave me alone? So like if you write out the subtext, it's a lot easier for you to remember what you're saying because you know what you're really saying. If that makes any sense.
That seems like a lot of work. You're like literally writing out the subtext for a whole script.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And
listen, it's not so glamorous. It's not just lights, camera, action, makeup. This is long hours of working and I'm sure you know how many rehearsals you do and you know, unfortunately, you know, on the stage you don't get to cut and retake it. So you gotta get one shot in
one shot.
It. And also, you know, you do obviously a show numerous times, but the people that are watching, it's their first time.
Oh,
so you have to go out there.
Kill it every time.
Every time.
Yes, exactly.
I guess that's it. I mean, you think of like famous singers that have a hit. Think of how many times they've done that same hit over and over again. So
right.
It's a blessing to do what you, I'm sure, love to do. I don't think people are complaining like, oh, I got to go back on Broadway again, do the same show.
Right, like, oh, man.
I love it. So I'm learning so much from you. I think that you're so passionate, and I just can't wait to see more work from you.
Yeah, dude. Do you want me to sing?
I would love to hear you sing. Right. I would love it. It would be such an honor. What do you got? You got something on your phone there?
To help
you
out? I could just sing.
This is a cappella.
I can sing a cappella. I mean, I have tracks, but they're on my computer.
All right. So viewers and listeners, here we go. A special. I didn't know this was going to happen. We are actually going to see.
Why not? This is a good warm-up for my show.
Yeah, don't do a sound check or warm up there. Do it here. This is Grace Fields.
Okay, let me
true talent.
Okay, great. Did you just see that I got?
What was that, by the way? That little ding. That's like a pitch thing.
Yes, it's a pitch thing. Isn't that cool? Okay, this is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Here we go. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. There's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above those chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Standing O. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Do I have to say an adjective after that?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Ta-da.
Magical. That's what came to my mind. That's what came to my mind.
Thank you.
That's what came to my mind.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited.
Wow. I can't do anything like that.
Yes, you can.
That is a God's gift. I don't think you could train that. You can't learn that. You are just born with that talent, and please do not stop sharing that, because
you got it.
And I think seeing it live, I mean, I just had a one-on-one intimate.
Yes, you did. Serenade. That doesn't happen very often.
I'm a blessed lucky dude. Man.
Hell yeah.
Unbelievable. Thank you for doing that.
Oh yeah, of course.
So fun. Now you have to do something for me then.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
All the guests on the Talk Golden Week show have to play a game.
Done.
Let's you ready do to it. Play a game?
Yes, we'll play a game.
Don't mess up. Don't fail. You sure you're ready? It's very
what
easy.
What happens if I fail?
Punishment. Severe punishment.
Okay.
We drop the disco ball up there. You got to start doing.
As long as you feed me, I'm good.
Great craft services after the show.
For you. Oh, fabulous, darling.
So the game is called Word for Word.
Okay.
Gracefield, all you have to do is say the first word that comes to your mind. You can't repeat the word.
Done.
Got to be brutally honest. Okay. Like you say, if I say banana, maybe you say yellow. So you never know what I'm going to say. So
Bring it. We
are, Gracefield, word for word on the Talk Golden to Me video podcast show. Producer, give me that game show like background music when we play this game. That is it. All right. Say the first word that comes to your mind. You ready?
Yep. Here we go. Ready.
Hero.
Hercules.
Heart.
Red.
Broadway.
Me!
Sinatra.
Crooner.
Stage.
Effervescent.
Steinway.
Grand.
New Jersey.
Hello.
Madding one. Oliver.
First show. That's not a word. That's two words.
First show sign. We'll count it.
It's a hyphen.
We'll count it. Austin.
Hometown.
Jazz.
Ooh, musical.
Queen.
Heart.
Apollo Theater.
Hells yeah.
And that is word for word with Gracefield. Hold on, you got to do that one more time for me. I like how you said New Jersey. Let me hear that Jersey accent, how you did that.
Oh, I don't even remember. See, this is funny because I'm from Texas.
I heard like a hey or hello. It was good.
Hells yeah.
You're a Texas girl, right?
Yes, I'm from Austin. Now I'm like right outside the city.
I mentioned
the city being New York. Sorry.
You know, I mentioned Queen, right? I saw what you were doing, and I love Queen.
Dude, you're going to freak out.
Tell me what you're doing with Queen.
It's Mercury World Tour. It's like a cover band, and I'm the pianist and the main female vocalist for it.
You guys coming to Florida by any chance?
Yes, we are. We're going to be... No, we just played at the Malts this weekend. Was it this weekend? Yeah, a couple days ago. But we'll be back at Boca Black Box.
Go to gracefield.net. A lot of tour dates, a lot of shows. I think you might have a twin because I don't know how you do all this stuff.
I split myself. Yes.
I'm still like, I still have like the goosebumps from you singing before. Oh my gosh. So talented, so amazing. Thanks. And I just know the future is so bright for you because I know casting directors are just lining you up on gigs and agents and managers. So a lot more work. It's probably now you're booking, you kind of actually get to pick and choose what you want to do at this point, which
That's
is
right.
awesome.
It is for you.
See a lot of these struggling actors that are doing crazy gigs, anything they can, obviously. Yeah. But you have the liberty now, and you deserve it. You're not only complete professional, but obviously the talent to match it. So, anyone that drives 5 hours to come talk to me,
yeah, because she's a big deal.
The type of dedication that they are.
He's so feeding me too.
I got great snacks for you, Grace. I know you got a sound check to go to.
I do. Oh gosh,
this was plenty of information from you. I'd love to have you back on because you have so many awesome shows. I wanted to find out more about you as a person inside. Before I let you go, let me give you a couple golden nuggets. Stand by here.
Ooh, golden nuggets. Oh my gosh.
Keep singing.
Amazing golden nuggets. So, I don't know what they're for.
So all I would like you to do is hold these and just share with our viewers and listeners golden nuggets of life. Wisdom that you've learned that you could share with our viewers and listeners. They'll come to you.
I love this.
Yes. Share.
Okay. Golden nuggets of wisdom. Do I pick three?
No. Whatever. If that's what you're, whatever the gold shares, the gold will tell you what to say.
Okay. First, love is most important because love, you have to love yourself, but you also have to learn to love other people. And I think that's number one. Two, be a jack of all trades. Find your one thing and pursue it with all your heart, soul, and mind, but then be good at a bajillion other things because you never might know what might happen. Three, it's not about you. Life is not about you. And as soon as you realize that and it's about serving other people and loving other people, life will get so much better.
Those might have been the best golden nuggets we've ever had on the show.
Hey!
You're the second guest of the program, though, by the way. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I am just kidding. That was unbelievable, and I'm going to use those words of wisdom.
Thank you.
I must – can I enter your body with something?
Yes.
A piece of gold. I will eat one with you. You can't do a Talk Golden to Me show without actually eating some edible gold.
I have never – wow. I never thought this would be – yes.
All right. Okay. She has the gold. I have it as well. As you eat this, yes, you'll be filled with golden energy.
I love it. Aura I love energy, dude.
Take it.
Amazing.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Already feeling it?
Mmm. Very zen.
Grace Field, you are awesome to talk to and get to know. And are you my friend yet?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah?
Hells yeah.
She's my friend. Now, before we go, I mean, what you're saying is beautiful. Do you have like different, because we're sextuplet. Can you sing in different? When you push that button, what was that? That was you finding your pitch, right?
That's right.
Do you have a lot of different those? I don't understand how that works.
Oh, that was just my starting pitch, so I knew where to start in the song.
Just by hearing a beep, you knew where to start.
Yeah.
I could have just said beep.
Beep.
I'm a novice with this
I
stuff.
I love that.
I'm a novice,
dude. I have so much to teach you, young.
Because I'm a rapper. I'm a rapper. That's
oh God, I love rapping. That's amazing.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tupac, dude. My soul.
Oh, so you're a West Coast girl, huh?
Hells yeah. I keep on saying hells yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
We'll cut a couple of them out.
Oh,
nah,
that's
keep
fine.
It. That's your trademark.
Keep it.
That's your trademark. We should get you a shirt that says it or something like that. Hey, what does hells yeah mean to you?
What does it mean to me? 200% all in.
There
that's
it is.
What it means.
All in, baby.
All in, baby.
I just want to hear you sing more.
Oh, well, come to my show.
All right, you got to get to the soundtrack.
I got to get to the soundtrack.
Grace Field, thank you so much for joining us on the Talk Golden to
Me
podcast show. What a pleasure. What a treat. Viewers, listeners, thank you for joining us. Give it a like. Give it a share. Give it a subscribe. Share it to your friends. Don't even close this show out and go right to our website and check out our tour dates. You don't want to miss out.
Come see me tonight.
You can see her tonight as well.
Bring your Taco Bell.
You love Taco Bell,
I love
too,
Taco
huh?
Bell. Number seven.
Number seven with a side of Tums.
Ooh, never. Not
no,
yet.
No?
When I get older, I'll do the Tums.
She's still young. I can't eat that crap no
hey.
More. Thank you again for joining us. Give them a little, one more little serenade before we go. Just a little closing. Okay. You don't need the pitch and the whole beat. Just go ahead and give me a little.
Till that was you.
That was awesome. Get out of here. Get your show. We got to get to your show.
Yeah, I got to
get
to my show.
Bye.
Bye.